This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's a very important question. Does God have a future plan for Israel? Well, in answering this question, we must certainly acknowledge that there are very capable Bible students who believe the Old Testament promises to the nation Israel are now being fulfilled in the church. But there are many others who believe that Paul's words in his letter to the Romans indicate that God does have a future plan for Israel as a nation. Here's what Paul wrote. I ask then, has God rejected his people? Absolutely not, for I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, from the tribe of Benjamin. Here, of course, Paul was giving his personal testimony. But what about all Jews who are descendants of Abraham, not only in Paul's day, but in the future? Listen to what Paul wrote.
I ask then, have they stumbled so as to fall? Absolutely not. On the contrary, by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel jealous. Now if their transgression brings riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fullness bring? I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you will not be conceited. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved.
Yes, we may have different opinions on what Paul wrote, but we can all agree that we're to continue sharing the good news that all people, both Jews and Gentiles, can become a part of the Church of Jesus Christ. Our task is not finished.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.